You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert. Rob Ferret is back on Monday. Time now for Food Friday. As we head into the month of June, temperatures continuing to heat up. It's finally starting to feel a little bit like summer. For our next guest, that means one thing, homemade ice cream. She's with us now to talk about how to craft the perfect treat for a warm summer day and to share a few memories, too. Anna Thomas Bates is a freelance writer who blogs at tallgrasskitchen.com. She also writes a weekly column for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's food section and a column for Edible Madison. Anna, thanks a lot for being back with us.
Thanks for having me.
So homemade ice cream is a topic that seems like it's pretty near and dear to your heart because it comes wrapped in all these cherished family traditions for you. What do you remember about homemade ice cream when you were growing up?
Well, food memories are the strongest memories, and my memories of ice cream are all wrapped up in summer and family. For every major summer holiday, Memorial Day, 4th of July, birthdays, we almost all had summer birthdays. My dad would get out his old school ice cream maker with the rock salt and the ice, and he would make homemade ice cream, and that's what we had for every summer holiday.
Wow. So what kinds of things did you make in that one?
You know, our favorite was the one that I published in my column a few weeks ago, and it was from the booklet that came with the ice cream maker, and it was called Country Time Vanilla. And it was pretty much just a straight-shooting vanilla ice cream recipe, and it was delicious, and that's the one we had most often. However, a few other members of the family had favorites, and we would sometimes make chocolate, lemon, or coconut were the three others we made frequently.
And nowadays, there are a lot more options when it comes to homemade ice cream makers besides the rock salt ones. There's the ones where you have to turn the crank to make it. What do you recommend if you want to make homemade ice cream?
Yeah, the most popular and one of the easiest is the kind that has a bowl that you keep in the freezer, and it has a gel inside that freezes. And what you do is you put that in the machine, you pour the batter into that refreezable bowl, and in about 30 minutes you have ice cream ready to go. You just have to plan a little bit ahead because you do have to freeze that bowl solid ahead of time.
Do you get different results if you want to use something that's lower tech?
You know, there's a couple different ways. If you don't have an ice cream machine at all, it gets a little trickier to make ice cream because a big part of that is churning it and getting the air mixed in. But at summer camp, we used to do a kick-the-can ice cream where we would put our ice cream batter in a small tin can, like a small coffee can, tape it up and seal it really well, and then put it inside a larger can with ice and rock salt, so mimicking that old-school ice cream maker, and then we kicked it all around until it was done.
Did that work?
It's probably not as nice a result, but it sure is a good time.
Well, now that you're grown up, you've got a child of your own, how are you creating similar memories?
So one of my kids, my 7-year-old or almost 7-year-old, he decided that we should start having Sundays. And it's a pretty great suggestion. And so I think once school is out, we are going to do that. So we'll have a different kind of ice cream each week and a couple fun toppings, and we'll have Sundays. So it's something that I think we'll do during the summer, and it's all wrapped up with fireflies and swimming pools, and it's just those types of things that kids look back fondly on.
What do you think it is about having these food traditions that stay with us when we grow up?
I think it's that they're multi-sensory. You know, you've got the taste, you've got a smell, and that's tied together with whatever was happening at that time. And those things just make it really concrete and really tangible. I think you can eat ice cream or smell a lemon or whatever your memories are years later and come right back to that, you know, poolside 4th of July with your family.
So if we do want to go this route and make our own homemade ice cream, what are some things that the homemade stuff has going for it that the regular boxed ice cream might not?
Sure. I mean, there's really good stuff available these days, but they're really expensive. And the ice creams that are available at the store that are less expensive often have a lot more stabilizers and additives in them, things to keep them, you know, soft and creamy and on the shelf for a long time. So with your own ice cream recipe, and there's a couple different ways you can go, but, you know, a simple way is really just milk, cream, and sugar and any flavorings that you want, and that's going to make a pretty decent ice cream. The one that I published has the addition of a few eggs. They aren't cooked, so it's still a very easy recipe to put together, but it has a little bit more richness to it. And then you can get really fancy as well and add things like cream cheese and cornstarch, which are kind of home-style additives that keep your ice cream really supple and really creamy for a long time. A lot of times homemade ice cream will get icy after a few days in the freezer.
So cream cheese and cornstarch. So does it taste tangy like cream cheese does?
No, these are the secrets of Jenny Britton Bauer of Jenny's Splendid Ice Creams out of Ohio. And she's kind of an ice cream goddess. And she published a James Beard award-winning cookbook a few years ago called Jenny's Splendid Ice Creams at Home. And she uses these tactics of, it's just a little bit of cream cheese. I want to say it's like 2 ounces for the whole batch. And a little bit of cornstarch, and it just, she gives you the scientific explanation, but it has to do with not letting those water crystals and sugar crystals turn icy. Just that added fat, that added casein keeps everything really supple and creamy.
And let's say we want to go with the sort of custardy thing that you mentioned where you use eggs and you sort of make a custard before you add your cream and stuff. How does that work?
Sure. So we're in Wisconsin, so we have to know how to make custard. Essentially, what you'll do is you warm up your milk and cream and sugar mixture, and then you have some eggs whisked off to the sides, and you pour a little bit of that warm mixture into the eggs to temper them so they don't scramble. Whisk it in, and then whisk in a little bit more till you're slowly bringing up the temperature of those eggs. Then you combine it all together and cook it till it just comes to a boil and it thickens, and that's your custard base. And then you'd put that, after it's well chilled, into the ice cream maker.
And what did you say the difference would be versus the one where you don't have the egg custard and it's just more about the cream and the sugar?
Yeah, it's still delicious. It just isn't cooked eggs. So I think it's a lot simpler, but, you know, some people are a little wary of eating uncooked eggs. In that case, you can either go the custard route and cook your eggs, or you could seek out pasteurized eggs.
Now let's talk a little bit more about that recipe that your dad used to make, because that was a very simple one. Tell us a little bit about where that recipe came from for your family.
Yeah, so we had this little rock salt ice maker. It was electric. It wasn't a hand crank one, but it made a couple quarts of ice cream, and this came with the booklet. It was called Country Time Vanilla, and it is milk, cream, eggs, sugar, a lot of vanilla, and a tiny pinch of salt. So you can whisk up that batter in just minutes and have it ready to go. And then it needs to go into the fridge for a few hours to chill, and then you can go ahead and churn it.
And did you use just plain old vanilla extract? Did you get fancy and use a vanilla bean? What do you recommend?
I use vanilla extract most of the time, but if I do, you know, if I am lucky and have a vanilla bean, you certainly could do that. Scrape out the vanilla bean seeds, and it would be superb.
I always think that I should like the vanilla bean taste more, but on the few occasions when I've gone and bought one, I'm always surprised, and I feel like the vanilla bean tastes like fake vanilla instead of the vanilla extract.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good one, but we do have this recipe that your family loves up on the Central Time Facebook page right now, if people are interested in checking that out. And I mean, the fact is probably most of us want to get a little fancier with our ice cream, unless we're doing the sundaes like you were talking about. What do you recommend for additions to ice cream, especially if you've got like a nice vanilla like that?
Sure. If you've got some ice cream ready to go, there are all sorts of things you can do. One of our favorites are just a basic ice cream sandwich. So you get your favorite cookies, you put the ice cream in the middle, squish it down, wrap those up, and you can store those in the freezer, and they're outstanding. And I love to use different kinds of cookies. So we'll do a fruit-flavored ice cream like strawberry or raspberry or orange sherbet and use sugar cookies, or vanilla ice cream with chocolate chip cookies is always delicious too.
Well, we're talking right now with food writer Anna Thomas Bates about homemade ice cream. We're getting into the homemade ice cream season as the weather warms up. And we want to hear from you on this at 800-642-1234. Do you have childhood memories of warm days, maybe homemade ice cream? And do you have a favorite recipe that you turn back to? What about favorite additions to ice cream, toppings, things like cookies to put into your homemade vanilla ice cream? Is this something you do with your family? Call 800-642-1234, or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert. Today on Food Friday, we're welcoming in summer with a look at how to make homemade ice cream. Our guest is Anna Thomas Bates of Tallgrass Kitchen, and we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. What about you? Do you make homemade ice cream in your home? And what do you prefer? Do you like the custard kind we were talking about with eggs? Do you like to keep it a little more streamlined? And what do you like to add in? What about kids? Did they enjoy making it with you? And what memories do you have of summertime homemade ice cream? Call us at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page. And we go to our callers now. We have Josh with us in Eau Claire. Hi, Josh.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment and say that one of my favorite things to add to ice cream is just some good old-fashioned homemade Wisconsin maple syrup from a sugar bush.
And do you put it on vanilla?
Yeah, I love putting it on vanilla, especially homemade ice cream. And it's got to be the real stuff. It's got to be cooked with the same wood that came out of the forest where the maple trees produced the sap. And I have some warm memories of that because my great uncle actually has a sugar bush and just outside of Chippewa Falls, and he continues to make maple syrup all the way up into his 90-year-old part of his life.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you, Josh. Appreciate you calling up and sharing that. I have had that once at a maple syrup festival, and I have to say it was really delicious, but it's not really a mainstream thing. What do you think about that one, Anna?
We've actually done it, too. I don't know if it's a Wisconsin thing, but it is. It's a very nice topping. It adds a lot of, you know, smoke and sweetness, and it's delicious.
And you can probably just use the syrup to make a maple-flavored ice cream, right?
You could. You have to be careful when you're adding things into the actual recipe. If you add things in that have water, it can make it icy. So you'd have to even reduce it a little bit, I think, and make it a little bit thicker.
All right. Well, that's a great suggestion, very Wisconsin-y. We're going to go next to Leslie joining us in Green Bay. Hi, Leslie.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So I've always been known for my sweet tooth and how much I've loved ice cream growing up. But the last 2 years, I've been eating animal product free. And I was wondering if Anna had any suggestions on maybe how to make an ice cream that doesn't include dairy for people who are maybe lactose intolerant or don't eat animal products for whatever reason.
Okay, great. Thank you for the question, Leslie. And Anna, what do you think about that? Thoughts?
I do, Leslie. It's funny. My dad, who's the one who made us ice cream the whole time growing up, he's now a vegan. He's been a vegan going on 4 years now. So when we have family get-togethers now, we always make sure we have dessert options for him because he also has a sweet tooth. So a while ago, I published a peanut butter vegan ice cream recipe that was based on a woman's cookbook, and her name's escaping me now. But basically, I used peanut butter. I used peanuts. I made my own peanut butter, mixed it with rice milk and a few other things. And if you go to my column online, you can find it. But using nut butters and non-dairy milks can put together a pretty decent ice cream. Coconut milk is another great option. Coconut milk and rice milk are my two favorites. Coconut milk for its richness and its flavor, and rice milk because it's one of the milks you can find that doesn't have a lot of additives in it. And both of them make a nice ice cream when combined with some other delicious ingredients.
Well, Leslie, thank you so much for that call, and good luck with your dairy-free ice cream. And you can join us right now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 as we talk the joys of homemade ice cream. Want to know what your traditions are, your favorite flavors, your hits, your misses, and what you like best about making homemade ice cream in the summertime. And we're going to go next to Jody. Jody's joining us in La Crosse. Hi, Jody.
Hey. My daughter convinced me to buy that she was talking about with the thing that you put in the freezer and freeze up, and then you pour your stuff in there and mix it. And it cost $3, and I wasn't even sure it was going to work, but they used it all the time. I mean, they loved it, and they got along, and they made so many different flavors, and they used almond milk and rice milk and everything. So, like, it was for that last question. The vegan options are unlimited. It's crazy. But they used it so much they broke the handle off, and I cannot find another one. And I was hoping maybe she knew where I could get another one.
Ah, good question. Thanks, Jody. Anna?
Was it one of those small hand-cranked ones?
Yes.
You know, I had one of those growing up, and I have not seen them around since. But last year, a couple different companies came out with other options. One was kind of a big plate that was made out of that same material that you'd put in the freezer, and you'd pour the batter right in, and then you kind of did some scraping, and you stirred it, and it would freeze along the bottom. Then you would scrape it up and turn it over. So it was the same idea. It was very fast. It was very hands-on and pretty basic. And I don't remember the company, but maybe I can get it to Veronica, and we could put it on the Facebook page. But there are a couple different options, not the same as the hand crank, but just as much fun, I would think.
Well, good luck, Jody, and I'm glad they got so much enjoyment out of that one. And there are some different options out there if you poke around a little, and I'd be happy to have us post that if you give us the information. Now, It seems like lately people are really pushing the limits when it comes to flavors. People are putting bacon in everything, sriracha in everything. What do you think about getting really crazy with your homemade ice cream? Have you tried anything like that?
We haven't gone too crazy. We're pretty traditional, I'd say, and this really isn't crazy, but it was delicious. We did a rhubarb crisp ice cream where we stirred in, after the ice cream was made, kind of a ribbon of rhubarb compote and then actual crisp topping, and just mixed it all together. Mm. So if you like it and you think it would complement a sweet flavor, you should go for it. Jenny Britton Bauer, the woman I spoke about before, actually has some ice cream or sorbets made from sour Belgian beer, so the type that New Glarus Brewery makes, the cherry tart and the raspberry. She has a recipe to turn those into ice creams, which sounds actually pretty refreshing.
Another thing I've always wanted to try, is kind of similar to that, is to infuse tea into my ice cream.
Yeah,
that's
a great idea. I've done a green tea. I've mixed in some matcha powder, but also we'll steep mint leaves in overnight. We'll just make the batter, steep the mint leaves overnight, and I don't see why you couldn't do the same with tea leaves.
That does sound good. Maybe this year will be the year I try that one.
Chai tea sounds really good, doesn't it?
It does. That would be fantastic. Well, once you've got your ice cream, you've done the hard work of making the ice cream, what do you suggest for other toppings? We talked maple syrup, but what else?
You know, of course, hot fudge and caramel are great. There's all sorts of fruit, all the beautiful summer Wisconsin fruits. And you can just cook them down a little bit and make them into sort of a compote. The strawberries, the raspberries, the tart cherries are all really fantastic.
We've got another caller here. We're going to go next to Tracy in Milwaukee. Tracy, hi.
Hi. I just recently tried balsamic vinegar on ice cream. And that was a very unique and actually delicious combination.
Balsamic vinegar. Okay, was it just added to vanilla, or was the whole ice cream flavored with balsamic?
No, it actually was it's added to a topping. It was served over vanilla ice cream, and so I think it was like a blackberry vinaigrette, balsamic vinegar. And there's quite a few different flavors out there that really add some dimension to an ice cream.
Gotcha. Well, thank you, Tracy. That's an unusual one, but there's some balsamic vinegars can get really sweet, almost syrupy.
They can, but they're still going to retain their tartness, which is really a nice balance to some really sweet ice cream.
And Anna, I know you've got some cool ideas about how to serve ice cream outside of the standard choices like bowls or cones. What do you think?
Well, floats are always a fun idea, and, you know, we have the traditional root beer float, but you can also do a Guinness float with like a dark chocolate ice cream, or you can do vanilla ice cream in one of those tart Belgian beers I was talking about. Or if you want to be really fancy, you could put a little scoop of sorbet into some champagne or Prosecco.
Wow.
Right. Fancy dinner party.
Have you done all these things before?
I've done several of them. And our other favorite thing is to make an ice cream bomb, B-O-M-B-E, where you layer different flavors into a bowl or a loaf pan. You put in one layer, freeze it for a little bit, another layer with a different flavor, and keep layering till you get to the top, and then freeze the whole thing and unmold it, and then you have a cake that you can slice up.
Ah, well, that would be nice. And then do you serve anything with it, little cookies? Or
a little cookie, a little crunch is always nice.
What about your kids? What do they like best?
You know, they're pretty easy to please. If you give them ice cream, they really like cones. Cones are an important part of the process here, and sometimes we get really geeky and we actually make our own ice cream cones. And they love that crunch and that sweetness along with the ice cream.
How do you make your own ice cream cone? I'm thinking especially about how you get the little diamond shapes into it.
Sure. To actually get the diamond shape in there, you need a special waffle iron. So it's similar to making waffles, but it's very, very thin. And we do have one of those because, like I said, we're into this ice cream thing. but you can do something similar where you pour out. It's a very thin batter. You pour it into a circle and then bake it in the oven. So a little trickier, but you don't need the equipment. And then while it's still warm, you roll it into either the cone shape, or if you put it into a bowl, you can mold it into a bowl shape.
Is it worth it? It's one of those things where it sounds great, but is it going to be worth our time? Can you taste it, the difference?
Yes, and your whole house smells amazing. If you walk into one of those ice cream shops where they're making their own waffle cones, I mean, you just get that rich vanilla cone smell, and it's pr- pretty darn good. We won't be doing that every week, but every once in a while, it's a fun treat.
Wow. So the final question, when will you be inviting the Central Time crew to your house for ice cream?
Oh, you guys are welcome anytime. We'll have a
so
whole
delicious
Sunday bar set up for you.
Well, Anna, thank you so much. Lots of great ideas to get our ice cream on this summer.
Thanks, Veronica.
We've been talking to Anna Thomas-Bates. She is a freelance writer who blogs at tallgrasskitchen.com. She also writes a weekly column for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's food section and a column for Edible Madison. She joined us to talk about homemade ice cream. And don't forget, we've got one of her family recipes for a basic, yummy vanilla ice cream over on the Central Time Facebook page.